LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect.
You said that you got shot with an assault rifle, and I actually read on some interview you talking about that. What, can you tell me what happened there?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was living in the Bronx, like around Kingsbridge, and me and this kid were living together. He had a room, and I had a room on this floor. And we had some problems with some kids, some graffiti people, some local kids. And he fucking cut the kid with a hatchet.
Your boy cut him with a hatchet?
Yeah, this kid hurt and cut him with the hatchet. And I was like, this is not good. I'm like, this is not good because they're going to come back and they know what we're wrestling. So I called one of my friends in Manhattan. I'm like, yo, I need to hold something. I need to hold something because within a matter of weeks, she's going to turn ugly. So he's like, okay, I got you. So he sends me to some projects in the Lower East Side, some empty ass fucking apartment. And I was supposed to meet some dude. He gives me a fucking duffel bag. He shows me it's a fucking a .22 assault rifle. He shows me how to assemble it. I said, okay. He gives me the box with the rounds, and it wasn't even the right rounds. It was like 20, little small 22 rounds. And I got on the train with it, disassembled, took it back to the crib. And it was just laying there. He knew that I had it, but we were on alert. We know these kids are gonna come. So they come one day and they come down to fight him. And he went down to get a fair one with them, and they tried to jump him. He somewhat slid it away and went back upstairs, and he brought back the gun. And he lit the whole fucking block up. Like, we started running, and I feel like this hot sensation in my chest. I'm like, what the fuck? What's this? And I lifted my shirt, it's fucking blood. I'm like, I walk back, and he's like, yo, come upstairs. He's like, he's panicking, you know, he's like, come upstairs. I'm like, no, nigga, you shot me. He's like, stop playing. I'm like, yo, you shot me, look. He fucking drops, he goes to the back, and he just takes off, he disappears. And I'm standing against the wall, because like my breathing starts getting hard for me to breathe. And ambulance comes. They put me in the ambulance. They start fucking cutting off my clothes. And I had like two of my friends, they were in the ambulance with me going to the hospital. And they were like, is he going to be okay? And the medics were like, with that entrance, it does not look, doesn't look good. Not look very good. Because it went in through my arm. And then went into here, like right. And then it got stuck in my soul. But so I was in the hospital for like 2 days, and detectives were coming. He comes to my room, and he's like, yeah, you know, your friend told us what happens. He gave us your keys. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, he told us, he's sorry. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, okay, well, you know, we're gonna leave you a car when you decide, you know, you want to talk and feel better, because we understand that, you know, you're not, you know, just went through something. Like, so I had my friend just come and bring my clothes, because the gun was, I was like, all I'm wearing, like, my prints are on that gun.
Because it was your gun.
Yes, they found it, but he shot me. So I didn't say anything, and they kept coming to my door and leaving fucking cards. And I was like, it's just time to move. And he was on the run for like 2 years. And eventually he got caught because he was stealing cars. He was like stealing cars, he was stealing cars, airbags, I don't know what it was. And he got caught. And ended up doing 2 years behind that.
He got caught and he did 2 years because he shot you or because of stealing cars?
No, for the gun. Whatever case he had, it was for the car, and then he caught up a gun possession charge. But because I didn't say anything, you know, he only did that much time. I said, yeah, he shot me, and then, you know, he would have did way more time.
I was just going to ask, how did you feel about that whole situation? Like, I don't know, like, what did you think of it? Like, did you think you were going to die? Did you hate the guy after? Like, what was...
No, I mean, it wasn't his fault, you know? Like, I mean, I probably would have did the same thing. If someone tried to jump me, I'm going to try to fucking, you know, niggas try to jump me, I'm going to go upstairs and try to, like, clear the floor. Whatever, at the moment. You heat the moment, but I...
Like, he didn't shoot you on purpose.
No, he did not. Yeah. He didn't shoot me on purpose. And we talked about it. Like, yo, man, like, I appreciate what you did because you didn't talk. You know, you didn't say anything.
And you don't hold any resentment towards that?
No, I mean, it was a mistake. It was just fucking dumb on his end, but I could have cost him my life, you know? The dude that loaned me the gun, he was looking for him because like now he was like, yo, he owes me money now because he fucking got the gun taken and he lost it.
So the bullet went through your arm, through your body, into your solar plexus?
Yeah, to the solar plexus.
And can you explain, I guess, because like what the feeling was like? You said you felt like a hot sensation, but you didn't necessarily say that you felt like intense pain. Did you feel intense pain?
Not intense pain. It was just like difficulty breathing. And it was just like, it was just an awkward feeling. Like I had to conserve my breathing because I didn't know if that would have been my last breath. It was just an odd feeling, you know, like your life just flashes before your eyes so fast. And you're breathing, you're just like, I couldn't explain it. But I left after 2 days with the bullet still lodged in my chest. And I had to go get it cut out. Like, they just numbed it, they cut it out. And I was like, can I keep it? Like, no, this goes back to the police. Like, it's for evidence.
Wow, that's crazy. So now...
But if it was like the long bullet that actually goes...
Yeah, it would have been done.
Done. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
This was a segment from Sabe KST's interview. The full episode is available on our Patreon. Members get access to our entire episode library featuring interviews from Host 18, Diego 127, Mike Iraq, Dessa MTA, XSM, Bat, Ola, Dual Riss, Wayne COD, Les, Cash4, and Sake. Members also gain access to AZ Radio, conversations of Z and I speaking on life, mental health, society, graffiti, martial arts, and more. Members can message us anything they wish to speak on, suggestions for upcoming episodes, and general questions. Members can also opt to join our product tier. We send out products like silver mops, tote bags, sticker packs, prints, zines, and books to our members every month.